This week on Indian Times, she's a surgical tech by day and a mom. But in her other life, she is one tough cookie. Kathina Katron is one of the top women fighters in mixed martial arts, or MMA, in this region. And she's a member of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. UFC stands for Ultimate Fight Championships. It's a type of fighting where it seems almost anything goes. It's growing in popularity. Katron came into the sport almost by accident.
I met my husband slash coach probably about 4 years ago, and he's actually a professional MMA fighter. And I started out just trying to get in shape. I was a little heavier, and I wanted to get in shape. I just got good at it and evolved into fighting.
He had sent to me on Facebook that you're the only Native American female to get to where you are today.
As far as we know, you know, I'm the only professional MMA fighter that has stepped in the cage at Invicta, which is Invicta's like the UFC for women. It's the highest we can go at this point if we're not 135ers. And
what does that mean, 135ers?
The 135, they have actually opened up in the UFC, so they're allowing 135 females to fight in the UFC now.
Does that refer to their weight, 135?
Yes.
Now, what kind of fighting is it? What are you doing?
I do mixed martial arts, which is basically what we do is a little bit of everything in the cage. You know, we box, we kickbox, we do judo, we do wrestling, jiu-jitsu, you know, any kind of mixed martial arts that you could think of. A lot of it is utilized in the cage. So that's basically what the MMA is just everything all threw into one.
There's been a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's been some really successful husband-wife teams in sports. Do you think it helps?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, because in most relationships, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, husband-wife relationships, they're not going to be scared to tell you what you're doing wrong or how you're going to do it. And, you know, you're going to listen. There are those times when I'm like, what are you talking about? It's easier to work with somebody that you're comfortable with, in my shoes, you know. I think that we make a great team, you know. He helps me see what I need, and, you know, I trust him to coach me and show me what I'm doing wrong.
Katron and her husband, Scott Lowe, own the gym in Tahlequah where she works out.
Right now, I'm the only female that we have in there. It's just that we're growing still. People don't know a lot about us because the sport is not here yet. MMA is still rising in Oklahoma. So I think once people actually see that you can be successful and it's something that, you know, it shows self-confidence and you got to be able to have that in the sport. I mean, it really helps out. We have people that come in for self-defense and not ever fight. That's basically what mixed martial arts is to help people get through things, you know, just do what they want to do with it.
How did you feel that first time you went in to fight?
Oh, I was so nervous. It's like every emotion that you could ever think about comes rushing to you. You know, I was happy, I was sad, I wanted to cry, I wanted to run. I actually cried in my first fight.
Not from the pain or from just the physical release?
It was actually before I even went to the cage, it was my nerves.
Oh.
Yeah. And then when I got in there, you know, once the door shut, that's it. You know, you're either, you know, you're fighting. Because that's the only way, you know, you're getting out of that cage until that round is over. So actually, I did pretty well in my amateur career. I went 5-0 as an Emmy, and I won all by TKOs. So,
in preparation for this interview, I watched some female MMA fighters on television, and it did get quite brutal. But perhaps I wasn't used to seeing women fight like men and get hurt like men.
We all know that's part of what we're doing. You know, that's what we choose to do. Like, I love mixed martial arts, and I love getting to fight. And women are still coming up in this sport. People are still trying to accept what we're doing. But in the end, I think that we are better fighters because we're smaller. We have to be really technical with everything that we do in the cage because we're not as strong as a guy. So we're not going to go in there trying to brawl. We're going to go in there with all the techniques and all the tools that we have to win that fight. In the end, we make a better show, and we actually make it look like, you know, we were taught what we're doing, and we just didn't come off the street and start throwing around, you know?
Would you want your daughter to go into this?
Actually, yeah. If I had a daughter, I would. I would definitely get her into mixed martial arts and into cage fighting. Even if she didn't want to fight as she got older, I would get her into it for self-defense, because she'd always be able to protect herself.
That was Kathina Catron, member of the Cherokee Nation and professional mixed martial arts fighter. This is Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.